We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
To the latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Well, donkey of the day for Friday, July 21st goes to the Florida Board of Education. What does your Uncle Sharla always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and today is no exception. And those folks is going to remain crazy because the current government they have is going to drive them that way. All right, see, the Florida Board of Education approved a new set of standards for how black history should be taught in the state's public schools. Would you like to know what their new standards are? Let's go to Fox 35 Orlando for the report, please.
So the Florida Department of Education Board approved several controversial rules for the upcoming school year. One of the biggest changes is to social studies standards for African American history for kindergarten through 12th grade. The board had a task force rewrite the new African American history curriculum. The board feels they created a well-rounded curriculum that provides a depth of knowledge of what African Americans have gone through. But there were many in the meeting that voiced their opposition to the new standards, including Senator Geraldine Thompson, who believes this was an effort but not a comprehensive account of African American history. For example, she believes the Ocoee massacre will not be taught in a way that shares the whole story with both sides.
I think we're shortchanging our students. It's the students who are going to suffer by not knowing the history and therefore not really embracing all of who we are. We can't celebrate progress unless we acknowledge the pain that came about with it.
Very true, sister. Mm-hmm. If they aren't afraid of the full truth of American history, then how come they just won't tell it? This is the latest nonsense in Florida's debate over Black history. The Education Department already rejected a preliminary pilot version of AP African American Studies courses for high school students, which it claimed lacked educational value. Well, I can tell you it has zero educational value, and that's lies. Okay, telling people that the enslaved developed skills, which in some instances could be applied for their personal benefit, is a white devil damned lie. Slavery wasn't no vocational school. Nobody enrolled in slavery so they could learn a trade, all right? They make slavery sound like it was a welding class, all right? You didn't want to implement the AP African American Studies class because you said it didn't tell the whole truth about American history. Well, these new standards y'all created aren't the truth either. You can't take credit for the strength and methods of survival that slaves learned based off a matter of necessity. They had no choice, all right? Nobody taught them that. All right, first law of nature is self-preservation. Right? They're just trying to survive. Right? They gentrified our neighborhoods. Now they're gentrifying our past and our history. They're really trying to take credit for how resilient we are as people after enslaving us. Could you imagine if, you know, when they were alive, Ike Turner took credit for Tina Turner knowing how to take a punch? How would that sound? Huh? Now let me give you an example of something they want to teach. You heard it in the news report. Ocoee, Florida. They want to talk about the 1920 Ocoee, Florida massacre. And under the new rules, they require that instruction includes acts of violence perpetrated against and by African-Americans. Okay, the massacre is considered the deadliest election day violence in U.S. history. And according to several histories of the incident, it started when Moses Norman, a prominent Black landowner in the community, attempted to cast his ballot and was turned away by white poll workers. That's like the whitewashed version of what really happened. Okay, what happened was a mob of white supremacists murdered at least 50 Black people for attempting to exercise their legal and democratic right to vote. Okay, on November 1st, the day before the election, with their robes and their crosses, the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan, paraded through the streets of two Black communities in Ocoee, and they had megaphones, and it was nighttime, and they warned that not a single Negro will be permitted to vote, and if any of them dared to, there would be dire consequences. If somebody walks through your neighborhood the night before an election and tells you that if you vote, there's going to be dire consequences, then the next day, a mob of white supremacists kills 50 Black people for voting. That is premeditated murder, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? All right? When you say acts of violence, all right? When you say acts of violence perpetrated against and by African Americans, please knock it off. There was no violence committed by African Americans in regards to the Ocoee massacre, unless, of course, you think Black people exercising their right to vote is an act of violence. And if Black people did get violent on that day, it was in self-defense of the white supremacist mob that was trying to kill them. Who the hell gonna stand around and just die? Okay? What these people are doing is trying to remix history. All right, these white people are trying to do what Jermaine Dupri and Diddy have mastered. Definition of the remix. We invented the remix. Whatever it is, those white folks in Florida are doing it. All right, they're trying to do it. All right? That's what they're trying to do right now. So to all the education and civil rights advocates who are pushing back against this, keep fighting. We respect it. We riding with you. But I have to tell y'all, we can't rely on white institutions to teach our kids. Okay, every great Black leader we've ever had has told us this, you know, and we must listen. We cannot rely on white institutions to teach our kids Black history. We have to self-educate our kids in regards to Black history. We have to self-educate each other in regards to Black history. Give book recommendations and encourage each other to learn as much about Black history as humanly possible. Why would I rely on my open enemy to teach me about me? Florida is showing us what happens when you do that. Please give the Florida Board of Education the biggest hee-haw. You know what's crazy? I've been here all morning talking about Nipsey Hussle's book recommendation list. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, Nipsey left us with a bunch of books that he thinks that we should read to educate ourselves.
Yep.
And I didn't even realize I got my Nipsey Hussle chain and a Nipsey t-shirt on. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I wore it this morning, but I didn't know we were going to be having these conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All so, right.
Salute to Nipsey, man. Long live Nipsey Hussle.
Absolutely.
Educate yourselves.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. And shout to BET. We'll see you guys on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's freaking Friday. I learned something new this morning.
What's that?
I didn't know there was a water mouth emoji.
Water mouth emoji.
You showed me that when you showed me that the text conversation.
Text thread between allegedly.
It don't matter who it was between.
Exactly.
It was a water mouth emoji and a eggplant.
All right, so let's just have a little fun on this Friday. So we want to know what emojis do you send when you're trying to be a little sexy? When you're trying to get it in.
Yeah, what did that... I would be lost. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm 45 years old. I'm so happy I'm married and been with the same woman for 25 years because I would be lost trying to figure some of this stuff out.
You're an eggplant type of emoji. Like a small eggplant. I could see you sending that to somebody.
What you seen? You seen my bulge or something? Like, why would you
I said small. That? Small eggplant.
Mm.
But what's a smaller than an eggplant? What's another vegetable that's small?
A pickle?
Nah.
Mm-mm. A cucumber?
No. What else you thinking? The red is like, I'm not getting into this one.
I'm more of a planting. They got a planting emoji?
More of a pea.
I'm lying.
I think a pea emoji. Do they have a pea emoji?
First of all, how did we get here?
I don't know how we got here, but let's leave here. 800-585-1051. What? What'd you say? What did you say?
You always Deborah Cox in a person.
Yo, yeah.
How did we get here?
800.
Nobody's supposed to be here.
800-585-1051.
Was that Deborah Cox? That was Deborah Cox, right? Yeah, nobody's supposed to be.
Yeah. We're asking, what emojis do you send when you're trying to be sexy or you're trying to get it in, all right? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.